Ajam Drus in the text said like there are dhammas that are hetu and na hetu. So shall we learn that also?
With understanding.
Yes.
For example, now reality appears as object. So one knows that without the object of seeing, seeing cannot arise. That's why it is aramana pachaya. But without the hetu, which are akusala hetus like moha and lobha and dosa. And when the moha is completely eradicated, there will not be moment of seeing, hearing after death. So that's why the hetu pachaya comes first. Without the hetus, even aramana pachaya cannot be a pachaya for anything to arise. But at this moment, aramana appears, so it's time to understand that which conditioned this moment of seeing. Without it, how can seeing arise? But without the hetu, the experiencing of any object will not arise. After becoming an arahanta and after parinibbana. So all depends on hetu. In order to understand, when we talk about ayatana, that even a moment of experiencing, it has many conditions to be there, to be ayatana, and then completely gone. To have less and less clinging to the idea of self.
Yeah, and even you would say, like, it's now, it's still thinking, maybe thinking. But,
thinking now about Megatanas is also just thinking too.
Right thinking. When there's understanding, it's right thinking. When this understanding is right thinking. Because it doesn't think that I see, I hear. But it's the moment of understanding about conditions for seeing. Just seeing a moment to arise. So who can make anything arise? They are all conditioned realities. Arising and falling away, no one there. Not only in this life, even in eons and eons ago. Dhamma is Dhamma, and in the future, Dhamma is Dhamma. I don't know whether it's yesterday or the day before yesterday that we saw that we call worm or something on the road.
A snake.
Still.
Lizard. Lizard.
2 days ago.
Oh. Worm. It was snake, I think, no?
The being from the animal kingdom.
Yeah. But no one can tell its last life. See?
Right.
Can it be Alan Driver? Yeah. But since he's another being, no memory about past life.
Right.
And after that worm's life,
yeah.
Next person again, yes. New one again. No one knows about that previous life. It's like now.
Like now?
Like now. Only this life?
Yes.
One knows about it.
Right.
Not past life. And
right.
Next life.
And even about this moment, a lot of past moments, one knows nothing about too.
That's why we listen to Dhamma to understand realities as they are.
And in the moment of right understanding, the panya is hetu, so it conditioned the understanding by hetu pachaya. So it's also not self. There must be conditions even for understanding, isn't it?
Every moment, every reality. Nothing can arise without understanding, without conditions.
Okay, just looking at the
can a conditioned right understanding, only panya, right understanding. From hearing, considering, we condition moment of understanding reality right now. And at that moment is sati and panya together as satipatthana. So satipatthana is not in that book, but it's moment of understanding, developing the understanding of whatever appears now. The characteristic of it is just that which is seen. Just close your eyes. It does not appear. So there is attachment to that which appears, but very shortly in life and never come back.
Just a fleeting thing.
Yeah.
But attachment all the time.
Yeah. Continue to this life. The object changes, but attachment is there more and more.
And it's not me, just conditioned Dhamma, Hetu, Dhamma.
Can it be Dhamma without conditions?
No. But the Buddha advised like reflecting in different ways on Dhamma, on the reality. So it's like he said once, like there is like Hetu Dhamma and Nahetu Dhamma. So those Dhammas who are Hetu and those who are not Hetu. So yeah, that's it.
I missed your last comment.
No, I mean Hetu Dhamma and Ahetu Dhamma. Nahetu Dhamma and Hetu Dhamma.
Yeah.
Like classification of Dhammas, of the realities.
I think Ajahn is emphasizing the importance of direct awareness of say visible object and appreciate or realizing that there's clinging to that without necessarily thinking further about how it's classified. That attachment can be known because it has a characteristic. And we think that there's seeing with disinterest, but actually there's, we may not have any interest in the objects, but there's certainly attachment to the visible object. Whether we're interested in the detail or not, there's attachment to the general visible object.
And Ajahn, I've got a question. Can Panya understand those different aspects of Dhammas, like Hetu or not?
By words, but thinking, or by understanding?
By understanding.
By understanding, whenever there is attachment, from book one knows that there must be ignorance as its conditions. So at moment of liking or disliking, one can say that that is not kusala because of akusala hetu, avicca, moha hetu or lopa hetu or dosa hetu. It's there. Because seeing itself cannot be dosa, because dosa cannot arise with it. Why? Because it's just the result of Dhamma. Just conditioned moment of seeing, that's all. Because of attachment to seeing, so still there is seeing as the result of it, of the attachment to seeing. If there is no attachment to seeing, no aversion, no ignorance, there will never be seeing again. When all akusala dhammas are eradicated, absolutely. So one does not see the danger of seeing yet. That's why it's impossible just to reach nibbana. Because nibbana is the end of all akusala dhammas.
So we're talking about just the fact that there being visible objects, just the fact that there is a visible object of whatever kind appearing now, that's attachment to seeing, isn't it, John?
Yes, now there is seeing and visible object is seen, but there is attachment, the unknown attachment is there. That's why we think about it. If there is no attachment to it, it's gone. No more idea about it.
And is this sort of attachment, is this part of the attachment to becoming generally attachment to life in samsara?
Yeah. Because life is seeing at this moment of seeing. When we talk about the attachment to the idea of self, it is this moment of seeing. Attachment to that very moment. And life is this very moment.
Yeah, because we take it as our seeing. If there weren't the seeing, then it would be me who was not seeing something. So it's all wrapped up with the idea of self.
The visible object is seen. There is many ideas about it. Right?
Yes.
And that is clinging already to that. Not letting go it as just a reality.
Wanting to see more and more detail in the visible object.
It depends.
They want to see more and more detail in the visible object.
To understand it.
So the wanting to see more and more detail in the visible object is just an attachment either to a visible object or to seeing.
Seeing a visible object, that's all. At that moment, that is living alone. From moment to moment, if it's there, that is living alone.
When there is living with the idea of self, self.
When we cannot help thinking not to arise at all, there must be thinking follows all the time. But at the moment when reality appears to seeing right now, no more, only seeing an invisible object that is living alone.
Say that the goal is to be living alone.
Yes. And living alone is not I live alone, but citta arises and disappears an object at a time, only then.
Yeah, Ajahn, then all moment is living alone.
Right. No one lives with that moment.
Only if there's detachment and understanding.
Yeah. And it can be then only when there is attachment with understanding. Understanding itself from the function of detachment. So at that moment it's living alone. And at the moment there is one which sees and understands that there is no one. Only a moment of experiencing an object.
But Ajahn, some moments we don't like.
It's not living alone because we, but life can be object of understanding, and at that moment when right understanding understands, like there is no one living alone with moment of life.
Don't like.
Or don't like. Or ignore. ignorance.
When there is no one, no self. But when there is someone, there is a self who is thinking. And it depends on whether there's right understanding of that moment too. That's why right understanding has to eradicate all wrong view from taking any reality for self until then, no more at all, completely. So when it's not natural development of understanding, Panya cannot see the rolling, the accumulations which condition reality as it is by conditions.
Dan, is it true to say that others can only be directly experienced by Panya? So if there's the idea of paying attention, concentrating on, say, visible object, that it's not visible object that's the object at that moment, in fact. It's...
Because it's thinking, really.
Right. So, others... So any idea of a particular object, I mean, even if it's a visible object, for that matter, as being something that should be studied intentionally is wrong understanding.
It can be known by awareness and right understanding only.
That arises naturally.
That's why all the Four Noble Truths are very subtle. Just one.
Right.
All four.
This is a question from Sweden, from Muria. In one discourse with Ajahn Suchin, the topic is coming to considering the Dharma, and I get confused. If there is considering without any understanding or with wrong understanding, we cannot call it right considering of the Dharma. And then she asks, but if there is no understanding yet, how can we ever consider rightly? I thought understanding is developed through considering.
Correctly and wisely. Not incorrectly.
And considering that is correct and wise is wouldn't be deliberate considering. Deliberately considering something would be unlikely to be correct and wise considering.
There are many levels of kusla. So the moment of considering correctly is a moment of kusla with Panya at that level.
The next question, also from the Gloria, is, recently I read a discourse from Ajahn Mayer, translated by Ajahn Suchin, and I have got one practical question. Ajahn Mayer said, the practitioner must first understand thoroughly the mental states of matter, otherwise insight cannot occur. During development of insight, you must be aware of the mental states of matter, so that we may receive their characteristics.
The idea of certain objects before others is going to lead to wanting to have awareness of something rather than something else. And as we were discussing earlier, there's an idea of a wrong idea there, because awareness can only arise by appropriate conditions, and those conditions don't include wanting to have awareness of any particular object or one object rather than another. So awareness can develop only when there, at moments when there is no such idea. It's conditioned by hearing the teachings and reflecting on them. So as long as we understand what more about dhammas and what the different dhammas are that can be object of awareness, then this is the
condition for awareness to arise, but not an object of our choosing, or a time of our choosing, or a place of our choosing, or an idea of some dhammas before others.
And I found this quote which says that only after we have thoroughly understood mental states and matter should we commence the development of awareness of them. Does it make any sense?
When there's no understanding of mental state at all, can there be moment of awareness?
And I think awareness of what? I think awareness of what? Then
when there's no understanding, yeah.
Yes, there has to be understanding at intellectual level. And that is what we are discussing. But awareness actually arising is another matter altogether. When the time is appropriate, when the conditions are all there.
And her next question: when I'm thinking about visible object and it appears, it is thinking. I can think about that thinking is thinking. There are all these concepts, and when I'm thinking of that, I feel like there is wanting to be aware right here and now. And then she asks, what to do? Also just see that it's a condition of reality.
Can she do?
Just imagine.
And I think also that's key, like, develop more meditation, the pattern will grow of grasping and catching, I think.
Who is grasping the same question, the same answer? At that moment, though, understanding becomes this I. It's okay, it's a reality. Otherwise, one feels great, not having understanding. Action is anyone is. That's the way, not thinking about the past and the future. Whatever gone is completely gone, like the sound, see? Each one. Very natural. And when it means that don't regret about the past, that there is no understanding. All right, at moment of it appears, one can see whether there is understanding and no understanding, it doesn't matter. And then it can be aware again by itself, by conditions. When there's no regret, no clinging. No regret means no clinging.
And all the past that we think about is just like that sound, tapping sound, just falling away.
No matter there's understanding or not, but the present one, whenever there is understanding of it, it's the right understanding of that which appears. Little by little.
So when we have stories about the past, that is about ourselves, it's just conditioned by
thinking. Until there is the understanding of thinking as a moment which thinks. That's why there should be the development of understanding all the five khandhas, and thinking is vijnana khanda. Okay. Natural.
Can awareness be that natural? As natural as sound or
Like usual. But it appears to awareness. Not to appear to that which sound arise and fall away. So one learns to understand the moment of awareness as its condition of an object. That's all. It might be this object, not future or next object, not the past.
only awareness if it arises naturally.
So one can see the anatomies of awareness. At moment of hearing, awareness is there. It means that vitakka does not turn away from the noise.
So this is Luria from Sweden, who had hoped to come. Another question arose while... Okay, thank you for the answers. I'm looking forward to Dharma meeting. Another question arose while meditating. After having listened to some discourses, I usually sit and reflect upon what I have heard or observe how thoughts and feelings are rising and falling away. Nowadays, I feel there is less attachment in the meditation than there was before, but I don't see why there should be more attachment while meditating than when listening to the Dharma. I'm listening because, quote, I want to understand, which already is wrong understanding. But do you think that meditation itself can be harmful in order to develop understanding?
So it depends on what everyone thinks about meditation.
Okay, so it depends on the understanding of meditation.
She says, for her, she listens to the discussion. When she says discourse, she refers to discussions.
Can you hear?
And then she stops and thinks about it.
And meditate.
Yes.
And meditate.
On what she's heard. Yeah. Think about what she's heard.
So again, it depends what is meant by meditation.
Why don't people think about the development of right understanding instead of meditation? Because the word bhavana means the development of understanding.
Because nothing.
Nothing and attachment.
No, I mean with ignorance.
Oh, ignorance and attachment.
I think in answer to Luria's question that anything that one does with an idea that it will help develop understanding, it's got to be with attachment and idea of self. It's a difficult thing to get around though when we first hear the Dhamma. That there isn't anything to be done. It's an extremely difficult notion.
It's like seeing right now, hearing right now.
Awareness is understanding.
So no need to look for to understand anything else except what appears now that we used to take for me or myself or my body. The object is the object in daily life, that's all. But Panya begins to know.
So even the listening to the talks,
natural.
That could be done with an idea of, now I must spend some time listening to talks and so forth, idea of it's going to generate some understanding.
Because it's the object which is different from other objects, that we have accumulation. Aramanupanisaya or Upanisaya Kojara. Remember that word? Upajara Kojara. Upanisaya Kojara.
Like Pariyati, like the accumulation of understanding of the right object now. So the object now, the seeing now, the visible object, is the object that must be understood now. So by hearing again and again about seeing, there's the accumulated tendency to begin to understand seeing now. So it's considering with understanding about present reality so that it can accumulate more and more until it's direct understanding.